Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Hello. Welcome to Sweet Tunes Radio. We're playing your tunes and your love songs for your loved ones all hour long. Let's start with Too Many Walls Have Been Built In Between Us by Kathy Dennis.
Kidding! It's Friday, June 15th. This is Unscripted Radio. I'm Mike J. Jeffy is here. Miss Ashley is here. Some other folks are going to be joining us shortly. So make sure you listen for the doorbell because you never know who's going to come ringing the doorbell at the studio at Unscripted Radio. You never know. You never know. Well, is anyone going to talk, or am I just going to rattle on for a few hours here? What's going on?
Well, I was waiting for my introduction.
Yeah, that's not Miss Ashley, bonehead.
Oops, my bad. Can I get a do-over?
You're ruining the surprise, Larry.
I'm sorry. All right, let me... Wow, I saw 818, and I thought that was terrible.
OMG, why didn't you just give out the goods?
Oh,
I know, why you got to blow up her area code like that? What the fuck? Why, you going to introduce her, or are we just going to let her sit here? What the fuck? What kind of show is this?
It's Unscripted Radio. You know how this stuff rolls. All right, Miss Elisa Reyes, everybody.
Oh, you love me. You really love me. Thank you.
I do.
No, I'm... Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey, chickie. What's popping?
A lot of popping, a lot of locking over here, representing the 818, like you said.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
So what's new? What's going on over there?
Well, over here, we're holding it down. We're getting ready for the summer. I'm excited because I'm getting ready to travel a little bit. So I said I have to stop by the show and show some love before I get in my G6.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you guys being good over here?
You know, we're trying.
Hell no.
Yeah, no, hell no.
Un poquito.
Very little, exactly. Well, you know,
I'm glad you knew what the shit she was saying because I was like, como te gusta mi pinga? I got nothing.
Oh. Oh my God.
I like your Spanglish. You're like me. See, I'm Irish, Italian, Dominican, and I fake the funk very well. You know, it's gotten me very, very far. Unfortunately, I'm not on a novella. You know, otherwise,
yeah,
you guys would all know that I didn't speak it fluently.
Oh, man.
Where's Miss Kitty Cat?
I'm running late. You know, nobody knows how to tell time
on
this show.
That's right. That's my best friend. She's on cat time.
Yeah, she is. She's on. She's on cat time. I'm assuming she will be along shortly, possibly. I don't know. She missed us last night. I sent her a text. I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, well, I'm trying to pimp myself out so I can raise some funds to get me to Jeffrey's wedding. I'm like, oh God, I don't.
How are you gonna put her shit on blast? She is gonna cut your dick off.
Look. I think I'm
You're banned from Euphoria.
I think we finally got past the whole time when I said
you,
she was
no,
waddling.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know what I want to talk about? I'm obsessed with a new website.
What website?
Okay. All my girlfriends are like, you got to go to this site. It's called Pinterest. Have you heard of it?
I have. Yeah. I have.
How do you feel about it?
You know, I think it's really, it's a cool idea. Like, I like that you can make lists of things that interest you and sort of
like collages, kind of.
Yes, collages, and sort of pin it to a bulletin board. That's the whole concept. I love it. I'm a very visual person, so it works for me, and I love that it's not cluttered. You know, like Facebook to me is just getting too cluttered.
Oh, the timeline. That's the thing about online social media. It's funny, you know.
I don't know.
I feel like generations now, it's like first now everyone's like, what's MySpace? It's all Facebook, and now it's all, which personally I want to rename it the Book of God, the Book of Face. How's that? Let's name it
go.
The Book of Face. But no, I'm just, online media is really huge right now. Like, Twitter's just on fire. Instagram's on fire. I feel like I can't keep up. I'm like, ooh, I finally hit like 1,000 Instagram followers, and I worked so hard for my 5,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So it's interesting, but at the same time, the love is amazing, you know, and so you just got to give it back.
You do. And I mean, we've, I think, you know, we have to get on Pinterest for our radio show. Like, I know The Talk has a Pinterest page, and quite honestly, I don't know how to use Pinterest. I've got to give those
I know how
a call.
I've learned how to use it. For those that don't know what Pinterest is, it's spelled P-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T. That's a plug, but you know what? It's a good little website that
we
is
like
probably
them.
Bought by Facebook and is a millionaire by now.
Probably.
But it's where you can go and make a profile and, like he was saying, you know, do collages. It's, I almost kind of call it your own vision board.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
No, I do. I agree with you. I think it's you're exactly right. I mean, for folks like Jeff, who is getting married in less than a month, he can go on there and pin things.
And get ideas.
His board, yes, and make a, you know, an idea collage. It's perfect.
I've been on it for like 30 minutes, and I'm not that bored yet, so it's cool. I haven't figured out how to steal photos from another site rather than the site I'm on, because it's all about collecting photos and stuff.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's where they get you. But we need to come up with like an app and a site. That's what's making people millionaires right now.
Well, you know, my friend Amy and I were out to dinner tonight, and I actually came up with a cool idea. I wanted to run it by Jeff because it sort of has something to do with weddings.
Okay.
Getting in touch with folks. I don't want to give too much away because you're bringing some listeners to the show tonight, and I don't want to be giving my ideas away because someone will steal it before I can
trade
them.
No, you got to copyright it before you bestow it upon us.
Yes, I got to lock it down, but I want to talk to Jeff because he's actually done the research as far as like wedding invitations and stuff like that. I don't want to give too much away, but... I got an idea. It's in the works.
All right. Now, you know, I don't know. I know I kind of got introduced kind of randomly. So for those that are listening that don't know me, my name is Elisa Reyes, and I'm most known from being on a show called All That on Nickelodeon. That's how I know Miss Kitty Cat, one of your hosts of the show that
Absolutely.
You guys love so much.
Love it.
And, of course, Karen Ashley is one of my dearest friends who I work with on my project and our project, Grow Up Already. And so, I have to always come by and show you guys some love. But
Absolutely.
Next time, I would like a red carpet and a redo.
Yes. You know, we can, well, you know what? You want to redo? This is how we do on Unscripted Radio. I can get you a redo right now.
The
Please
following
hold.
Is intended only for
okay.
mature audience.
Oh, shit. Hey, everyone, it's Friday, 15th. I'm Mike J. Tonight, we have a fantastic show for you. Elisa Reyes, star of All That, best friend to Karen Ashley and Katrina Johnson, star in Grow Up Already, an up-and-coming sitcom coming soon to a network near you, is on the
yes.
show with us. Elisa
yes.
Reyes, oh, my God. Hello.
Oh, how is it?
What's
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing? That was amazing. That was, like, honestly, orgasmic. You totally well, made up for yourself. You redeemed yourself.
I told
oh
you.
Oh, my
I
God. You gave her a special intro?
Well,
because what I originally got, what had happened was, hi,
what
welcome,
happened?
By the way. Why isn't she introduced properly?
Right. What happened to my introduction or Katrina's and Jeffrey's?
All right. Listen.
Let's get the marching band.
He fucked it up. He thought you or she was you, so he's like, Miss Ashley's here. And I'm like, okay, I heard her say hey or whatever. And I'm like, that ain't Karen. That's Ashley. He's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch. Do your shit.
It's all right because he redeemed himself, and now
okay.
I allowed him back into my euphoria. So we're good.
Oh.
Karen, it was about
wow.
as bad as the time when I said, oh, Katrina's going to waddle on into the studio at any minute.
Oh, speaking of Katrina, here she is.
Speaking of.
Yeah, right. and then you almost died. I hear you, bitch.
Hi, honey, boo-boo child.
She still owes you a man memory grabbing after that.
Your
man memories almost got violated.
Worked over.
She's ripping them off next time she sees
that's
you, Mike.
Right.
I'm going to punch them
like
a pink dog cat.
Man,
where are you
I'm
coming from?
don't let me forget, guys, this week's
okay.
top 10 from last week's, which is the top 10 best excuses you've used to get out of a date.
Okay. Ooh. We won't let you forget.
We have important business. Yeah, do not let me forget. And you all better have at least one ready for me. So,
okay.
Lisa, now
wait
you
a
know,
minute. What about me? You're putting me, like, freaking, like,
I'm telling
cold
you
open
right
today.
Now. You got, like, an hour
it's
and 15 minutes
Alisa.
To come up with at least two excuses
Ooh.
That you've used to get out of a date. And they cannot that I've used.
Oh,
and I'll read mine first, and then I'll give you all a chance to come up with something.
Oh.
Well,
let's
give
you
everyone
friends,
a chance.
Friends usually have the same excuse all
yes.
the time. Like, you swap excuses.
Wait, I was just
going
to say, let's give everyone a chance to think about it. How about we schedule
yes.
this little segment for, is about 9:35, good for y'all, so that the chat room folks can get involved in this and start thinking about it. 9:35, we'll do the top 10. You can shout
right.
out your stuff in the chat room. And
6:35 Pacific Coast time.
Yes, 6:35 Pacific if you can't.
If you need
that,
to cheat, if you guys need to cheat, you could just go onto my Facebook. There's some good ones.
There you go.
Sounds good. Everybody, how is everybody doing today? We got like a whole house full of folks.
Well, I was telling everyone I'm obsessed with Pinterest. Kat, you got to go up on Pinterest. It's my new favorite website.
What do you do on that?
You make collages and vision boards, and you steal shit off other people's pages, and you go, oh my God, now it's my idea. I thought of it. It's cool. And you basically it's funny. And you basically just categorize things. So, you know. I have a friend doing
like,
a wedding. I have a friend doing
like
a party.
Doing
they want to create ideas.
Is it like scrapbooking, but on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's nice. I'm freaking scrapbooking.
Yeah.
Stuff that I didn't even take photos of.
I'm
a
pass.
I don't know when you were young and hot and sexy and fun. You're getting
old.
I'm a pass on that online scrapbooking.
Yeah, now listen. If,
but I believe you, Elisa. I believe you. That's fun.
You know what? If
I
Martha
like it.
Stewart, Martha Stewart had came up with it, maybe the bitch would still be relevant.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
why didn't you come up with it, bitch?
We have
you
some
could be
Martha
paying for
Stewart
my wedding and shit.
Right.
Young motherfucker.
Listen, I got an idea for you. I'll tell you later.
Bitch, I am not blowing nobody to make money. It's not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. There goes plan A.
Welcome to Unscripted
Radio.
All of a
sudden, I feel like we have a Puerto Rican in the house.
I know. What is that?
Jeff is over there with all that noise. Jeff, who are all those people at your house?
That's not me, girl. Ain't no noise coming from my dwelling.
Well, that's me. I'm at the pool. Don't hate. Oh, Katrina.
Oh, really? She's like all up in Marquee or wherever, sitting, having a kamikaze Mai Tai. Well, I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I'm sitting on my couch.
Patting my room, watching
some demand.
I know. But like, I'm sitting here at my house by myself, too.
All right. Hey, well, Katrina, did either of you watch Dallas? I got to know.
No, but I know Josh and I know Mr. Metcalf. I know them very, very well personally, and so I was told it's an amazing show. So I'm gonna catch up on it and watch it.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you just? Girl, could you maybe give him a little slip of the phone and get my business card and tell him call in because me and Miss Ashley are diehard Dallas girls right now. Okay, it's
good.
Horrible. They gave me strange emotions.
Well, I'm about to get educated. I'm excited. I heard nothing but great things, and my two friends are on it, so I'm getting ready to start getting caught up. I'm sure I've missed a few episodes, or maybe one or two. Did I miss a lot?
Just the premiere.
No,
just the premiere.
Don't be making me feel bad and shit. I got on demand. I'm going to watch it on TNT. I know what network it's on.
No, it was like a 2-hour, you know, premiere, but it was really good.
Oh,
like,
forget it.
It's like old school, like, drama. Like, if you like Melrose Place or if you like those kind of shows back in the day, you'll love Dallas.
I love Melrose Place. Bring
because
it, on,
it was like every second there was like, okay, drama. It was like backstabbing.
Plus they're hot,
people
guys.
Sleeping.
You know, I don't
yeah.
mind watching them go back
hot
and forth cat. For a little bit.
Hot cat, totally.
All right. I'm going to go watch me some. Did you guys see the show called The Choice?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, it's so funny. It's okay, it's a concept about you have, like, they have four celebrities. They're rotating celebrities where now we have, like, Jonah Hill from the Jonas Brothers, and we have, like, a famous race car driver and a famous skateboarder. And they kind of sit in the same chairs like they do in The Voice with Christina Aguilera.
I know what this show is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then they, you know, they listen to girls. So all the guys that are picking that are the celebrities are guys. I think that's not fair. I want to pick some, you know, guys too. Why do the guys get to pick girls? Anyway, that's another story. But, you know.
Girl,
well, I don't know what that was. What was that supposed to be?
MTV Beach Party. I'm not really sure what's going on over there.
Well, like I was saying, the girls will come out.
Right?
They have 30 seconds to talk about how hot they are, and then the celebrity pulls their stick. It's kind of sexual, the stick they have to pull. And they turn around, and then they, you know, get to see who they have a potential date with. Then they get to narrow the dates down. So, because, you know, of course, they probably have, like, 10 dates throughout the show or 6 dates. I don't know how many ever. And then they narrow it down, and they get to go on one date. Like, Little Romeo was on it, and he was, like...
I had a girlfriend who was one of the girls. Like, I saw her, and I was like, are you on a new dating show? And she's like, yeah. You know, so, yeah, I totally know what show it is.
They kind of remind me, like, Deal or No Deal girls. Remember those?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what they remind me of, except without the briefcases.
Right. Yeah, because they're all really pretty. Which I would have liked if they would have picked, like, a variety of women just to stump them. Like, have a girl with, like, a sexy voice, and she kind of looks, like, manly or something. And seen just how many guys would have turned around just because their voice is so sexy. Yes, I haven't seen it, but I hear it's a very interesting show. So
it's cute. You know, it's entertaining for when you're on Pinterest.
Yeah.
It's a multitask.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. That sounds great. What
you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing, Katrina? What party are you at?
I'm at my own party.
He like stepped away from the
don't
phone, sit
know?
Down, and picked it right back up, and went, I'm at a party.
Don't you know? I did. Hello, am I unmuted yet?
Yes,
you were unmuted. Okay, good. I was talking for a while. I was like, why is nobody responding? Oh, yeah, because I muted myself with my margarita breath.
Oops.
Yeah, well, see, what happened was it's so beautiful out right now, and there's the palm trees, and there's all the lovely half-naked people in front of me, and it's beautiful, and there's margaritas, and I'm in a bedazzled bikini.
Honey, are you on some bath salts right now? Are you going to chew anyone's faces off? I just need to know.
No, not yet.
We got to be a little concerned, though, because you know what's going on, kids, right? Miss Angelique Bates is coming on Wednesday, and when I spoke with this bitch earlier, she talked about she's going to get ready for the show and do her some bath salts. So I'm going to wear my Hannibal Lecter face mask because bitch ain't getting me.
you know what I'm going to wear? I'm going to wear a bathtub full of hot chocolate because I'm hoping Chocolate Man comes in. That's my dog. He is my favorite listener. Shout out to Chocolate Man. I love you.
You're
crazy.
Number.
And
I saved
brilliant.
That. Remember the last time that fool called
in?
I saved his number. We're going to call
sure
him up. We're going to dial his cell phone.
Oh, let's do it. Go on down.
You're making me laugh.
We're going to see you do it all these
times. Have you heard Chocolate Man? Angelique has a fan, and we call him Chocolate Man because he called up. He gets off on Randy and Mandy, and he's slightly creepy, but it's so strange and off-color that it's beautiful. And he is my favorite phone call. He's my favorite sound clip of all time, like even stranger and better and crazier than when Roseanne called her own son, like, a homo that hates female genitalia. Like, this call from Chocolate Man was even more audacious and beautiful, and it's my favorite sound clip.
Okay.
I'm hoping he calls back.
I want to meet the Chocolate Man.
You need to. He'll talk about, like, a chocolate government and crazy stuff.
I thought we were on Punk. I thought Keenan was really calling, and I was all sorts of confused.
No, honey child, honey boo-boo child.
No, this guy was serious, though, and that's awesome. Shout out to Chocolate Man. I love you.
Chocolate Man.
Wherever you are out there, please call in for Katrina Johnson.
That's right.
Chocolate man. Ben Baca.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What's up? Anybody got Father's Day plans? Oh, I'm sorry. We all talked over each other. I apologize. What were you saying, Kat?
Oh, I was just saying I'm at the pool now practicing for my new gig every Saturday.
With
all my pool parties.
Ooh, fancy.
You can't wait for
so
that.
You gotta come down.
We need some bitch on the move segments. I mean, it's not
like
it's on
there will be.
That's
I bought
be
a
hot.
New microphone. I bought a microphone that plugs into my phone. It's the coolest thing. That's what I interviewed that tranny with when I pulled over and drove by.
You interviewed a tranny?
You can't say tranny no more.
Wait, I thought it was a tranny.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Kat, you're getting me in trouble. What the hell?
When I ran into that lovely transgendered female, that
I call him a tranny. It's funny.
Why can't you say tranny?
Is that like that?
Yeah, really? I don't know. I was watching that Kathy Griffin talk show last night. And she said tranny. They're like, no. And she's like, well, you can't say tranny no more. They're like, no, just like midget bitch. I'm like, fuck political correctness. That motherfucker a tranny. I could say it because I'm a fruitcake. Mama's gay. I suck dick. I could say it.
Oh, boy.
This is a tranny and an ugly
that's
one.
Fair.
Don't look at it. It's okay because I'm giving you permission to join the gays. And you could call that bitch a tranny because he needs some lithium. You saw that outfit. It was fucking Rura.
Robin Williams in a pink cowboy hat and a lace shirt that was see-through.
Yeah.
I remember. I got somebody tagged me the picture, and I'm like, who is this bitch on my Facebook wall? I'm like, what is this? And then I realized it was the lady you were talking about, and I was dying.
Bitch on the move.
Well,
let's get everybody's head out of the gutter. What is it? Anybody got Father's Day plans?
No.
Next subject. I just wanted to acknowledge that Sunday will be Father's Day to all the fathers serving.
Thanks for reminding me.
You know what?
You're welcome. I got coupons on my kitchen counter circled, so we're having to go to some.
I think they call it, like, the Montana surf and turf, which means instead of, like, getting lobster or something fancy,
you get
a piece of fish, and then the turf is some piece of meat. So I'm texting my dad with
a coupon.
Yeah, please. Someone send her a coupon.
That would be much classier. But, no, my dad picked this out all on his own, and he's very excited about it.
Aww.
And he called it the, like, Montana surf and turf, and he circled it. And then, like, underlined it and highlighted it. And he circled the times. And it's only valid from, like, 2 to 4. So I'm going to go to bed early.
Well, you best
Saturday
be going
night.
Then. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's serious. And so we're going to go to church and then go get the Montana surf and turf, which is a stupid ghetto piece of fish and a terrible piece of meat for, like, $4. But that's what Daddy wants. That's what Daddy gets.
Very nice. Okay. Very nice. I approve.
Very cool. Yeah. Yeah,
I love it.
Now Elisa is corrupted. We don't even talk about, you know, important things in life. We talk about
we talk about
the hell popped in our head.
I know, I feel a little shocked.
Usually,
but you know what? I'm okay. You know,
I'm not good.
Well,
yeah,
Elisa, maybe
you're flexible.
Elisa, I got something.
That's what she said.
I got something for you. Exactly. I got something for you. Well, Kat mentioned chocolate clip being her favorite clip. While you guys were chatting amongst yourselves, I managed to pull the clip. Would you care to hear?
Oh.
Yes,
because
I wasn't on the show that day. Please,
play
it. Let's do it.
Chocolate rain.
So, speaking of screening rooms, did you happen to meet anyone interesting while you were in there?
I did. We have a caller.
Oh, it's me.
Randy. But no Mandy.
Randy?
Who wants to talk about youth today? So, Randy.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Randy.
And I'm Mandy.
Hi, Randy.
I've been working with chocolate for a long time, and I think the youth today is lazy. These kids don't know anything about hard work. Chocolate is no easy job.
I agree. They need chocolate.
They need chocolate. Chocolate needs them.
He's crazy.
They can't run the streets doing all these terrible things because it just makes no sense. It's ridiculous.
Is he just, like, talking?
They don't buy you a dollar.
Yeah, and he's serious.
That's the best part. Is chocolate code word for something, or am I missing something here?
Oh, my God.
I know my chocolate is chocolate. Don't be trying to get
Did I miss the boat?
I might have missed the boat.
You didn't have cable as a child. That's what the boat was, baby.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this for a minute, then. Continue.
I mean, chocolate... Where do I begin with chocolate? I mean, it's just My whole life
chocolate
is chocolate
shower?
Everything I am. Chocolate showers, chocolate jacuzzi, chocolate bars, chocolate deep fried and chocolate. Yes, exactly.
Chocolate shop.
I think you might even know more about chocolate than I do.
I probably do. Wasn't chocolate?
Chocolate chimichangas.
I love chocolate. I think I may have a chocolate.
Chocolate jewelry.
Look,
chocolate golden shower.
I just think people need to appreciate hard work, such as the hard work involved in making chocolate and eating chocolate.
Oh.
I don't see what people want to be janitors for. It's all about making the chocolate.
Right. Of course.
This guy's really freaking intense. Like,
right,
what
are you for? Right.
Send me some chocolate.
So wait
we
a minute, hold on, guys.
We thought it was
a
legal
I'm a little confused. This guy straight up, he just called and did all this freestyle with Angelique?
Yeah, he did that freestyle. He was serious talking about chocolate golden showers and thinking that it was legit and saying
wow.
how you still appreciate the hard work that goes into the chocolate making.
We always get the gems to call in
Maybe,
our show.
I don't, I'm
it's
scared
because,
for him to call in.
I'm not. I love him. I think he's
no,
brilliant. And I cannot wait to hear what he says. He's crazy.
Oh, wait,
he's no crazier than the guy who dressed up like Hulkamania with the plastic snake around his neck at the Burbank autograph show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know Jake the Snake. Oh, we had a Jake the Snake wannabe replica at our convention that we did in Burbank for an autograph show, and he had a plastic snake around him, and he just kind of crushed my image a little bit of when I really actually liked Jake the Snake growing up. Not, he was hot, Jake the Snake. You remember the rest of it?
No, he's not hot. He's creepy. And I have pictures on my Twitter of it. I will prove that he's creepy.
Not the guy that was the wannabe, the real one. I don't know. I was young. It was just, he was a wrestler. Let's take
I
the,
was young. This was like
I was
a month
young.
Ago. Like
no, I'm talking about the real Jake the Snake. I thought the real Jake the Snake was cute.
Oh, yeah.
Not the wannabe one.
Oh, okay.
He scared me. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Most of our fans are frightening, but we love them.
Well, you know who's real frightening? Do you guys know what's happening? Do you guys
what?
Hear about that fucking loon tune? You know, the cuckoo for two bastard? That's called Walk Over Niagara Falls tonight. Is anybody caught
yes.
any of them?
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes. He's like a,
oh,
like
yes.
a five, six generation, like, you know, tightrope walker. Mm. But you know one thing? He is tethered, because like, it's live on TV. He's tethered to the thing because they don't want him to die. Like,
well,
if he accidentally
because,
falls off.
Well, here's
the... Damn it, I thought this motherfucker was going to die.
Here's
no,
the, well,
they,
here's
they
no.
just were like, if it weren't live TV, they would have
yeah.
let him not be. But because it's live TV, they're like, heaven forbid this dude slips off this shit. Because they don't know. Like, you don't know. No one's ever been in the middle of the fall. So they don't know, like, is it windy? Is it, you know, I don't have a suction? I mean, you don't know. So they're like,
well, right,
we're
right.
going to tether
in
his
the,
ass to the damn
The
world.
Backstory, exactly like you said. I mean, the ABC is going to be the one airing it live on television. I believe it starts at 10. But you're going to have to DVR it and listen to it after we're done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the deal was ABC. The guy wanted to do it with no safeties, nothing. And ABC was like, look, we're doing this. We're going to broadcast it. You need to be tied the fuck up.
Right.
But you know what? If he falls and now he can live, I think that will be even better TV because then he can go into a redo. Like, it'll
right.
be better. But look, here's my thing. I'm so pissed because this morning I was watching Good Morning America, and Cameron Mathewson, fucker, was in Niagara Falls. You know that's only a hop, skip, and a jump from here. Joe's mother's
right.
like 20 minutes. I'm so fucking mad because I can record
yeah.
live right now, hanging out with fucking Cameron Mathewson. I'm sure there's some other celebrities there to talk about. I won't see this asshole die. I'm so pissed.
That's funny. You know what's funny, though, is that, like,
I
don't know,
that you made my show this morning.
Who are the people that do that kind of stuff? Like, I am not that person who goes, I'm going to walk over Niagara Falls, or I'm going to do, like, some shit ain't nobody else has done and hope I live to tell about it. Like, who are those people?
I dated an asshole once that really likes all of that death-defying stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you know, we went bungee jumping here in Vegas.
Was it scary?
He's a spandex enthusiast. It was very scary.
Well, Well, Katrina,
I want to go.
One of the team.
I apologize.
Let's get a gig going with ABC. Pay the motherfuckers to tightrope over the falls. You're tethered, so just follow
there you
Bobby.
Go.
You got the million. Take it and take it to the bank. And then, girl, take me to someplace pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking
no,
forward to wine tasting during your wedding. That's someplace
oh,
pretty.
Shit.
You're gonna take me. Take me to my happy place, Jeffrey.
Oh,
you
do this.
Take me to another
place.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna have you drunk the whole weekend, so you
and
ain't gonna have to
like
worry.
A heavenly vacation, like a godsend.
It's gonna be bad. Like you are gonna be fucking cussing me out. Like you think you're badass now, bitch. You ain't seen shit.
Christen me.
Because the
Christen
amount
me.
That I
Break
can fucking
me in,
drink.
Mama. Let's do this.
You're going to be crying. You're going
to
be calling Mike and Karen.
You. He's amped over here. Why are you so amped?
Who?
Because it's
you.
Jeffrey. You. Mama. Mama's amped because it's going down and he knows it.
Because
I am amped. Because this is normal.
On
like
can
normal
I place
Friday
a bet on Jeffrey?
Shift.
No, I'm teasing.
Oh, girl.
Wait, what'd
you
say? You
see me in action.
I said, can I place a bet on you?
You're going to bet on Jeffrey? What?
Honey, did you see how many fishbowls I drank for my shower and I was still standing? By the end of the night, I was like, I'm still standing. Yay!
You know, if it comes down to who's drinking, I really place my bet on Katrina because.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. If it's about
yeah,
drinking, I had not known that, Jeffrey.
Yeah, because, I mean, Katrina, like, she's...
Katrina
she's
wins, Katrina wins. I put all my money
yeah.
on Katrina.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
now
you,
I'm going to have to fucking do y'all
for, like, a while.
I'm
going
to have to let y'all go because I'm going to go start practicing drinking like old school days.
Oh,
when
boy.
I used to drink bottles of liquor in one night and still would drive home. Not that
oh.
I'm proud of that. I'm just saying.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Nothing
all right. Well,
condone that.
Well, you go start your drinking because apparently they're actually keeping schedule for me in the chat room tonight. And they tell me I got about 5 minutes before I got to get to the top 10.
All right,
stuff,
kid,
so,
get your ass airs out of an uproar and simmer the fuck down. It's an hour
yeah.
and a half show. Relax.
So we'll maybe slightly off schedule, but it's 9:30, and you know what we always do at 9:30. That's the one constant you can count on in life. So, Karen, it's 9:30. What time is it?
It's time for the Time Time Update.
That's right.
Yes. Ooh. Ron Burgundy.
All right, let's do this. Fake chicken is flying from the shelves. That's right. Fake meat doesn't have the sexiest reputation among foodies, but a new meat alternative is fooling even the most discerning carnivores. Beyond Meat's veggie chicken strips have been flying off the shelves at Whole Foods in Northern California with a week's supply depleted in just 2 days. Yes, that's right, just 2 days. At the cutting edge of plant protein research and development, Beyond Meat products claim to have no fat, zero steroids, and no trace of hormones or antibiotics that are allegedly pumped into real poultry. A case of mistaken identity. What do you do when you receive a scholarship that was meant for students? Of another race, a white high school graduate in Riverside, California, returned his scholarship after realizing that it was meant for an African-American student. Jeffrey Warren, age 17, received a $1,000 sponsorship by the Martin Luther King Senior Citizens Club. However, he returned it the day after the award ceremony. Etta Brown, the chairwoman of the club's scholarship committee, said she... and other club members were surprised when they found out that at the award ceremony that one of the scholarship winners was a white student. Brown explained that the member who interviewed Warren on the phone had no idea that the applicant was white. Sounds like a similar story to Miss Katrina Johnson, who is also white, incidentally. Finders keepers, a homeless man is 77,000. Surprise!
Breaking news.
$77,000 richer after being awarded the cash and gold coins he stumbled upon in a Texas park earlier this year. Timothy Yost, no relation to David Yost, age 46, reportedly discovered the loot in January.
Is this a repeat of
last
year?
Oh, snap.
Like, this is the same
recycle,
thing.
Recycle, reuse.
Oh, my God. I could have came up with the news, Mike.
Oh.
Busted.
Oh.
Our fun Friday prank. No, it is a repeat.
That was hilarious. At first, the first story, I was like, okay, hold up, I've heard this before. And I was like, no, maybe I haven't. So when you said the whole David Yost thing, I'm like, this is water for water, the shit from last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn. It took me long enough, right?
Yeah.
No, he was fucking with you. He was fucking with you.
No, like, seriously, I got home about 10 minutes before we were supposed to go on air, and I didn't have time to put together the news. And I'm like, Jeff, do you think anyone would notice if I just reran last night? And we were like, let's try it and see how long it takes Karen to notice.
This is the funny part, because I'm like, only you would arrive 10 minutes before the show and go, still feel like you needed to have the news. I'd have been like, fuck it, let's just keep it moving. Mike is going to be like,
somebody write this down. June 15th, 9:35. Karen said, "Fuck again." I just want to keep track.
Oh, cute.
If I had a dollar every time you said it, Jeffrey, I'd be rich.
Honey, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't fucking swear not
Katrina.
A little fucking bit.
Jeff June Poco.
Anytime I call in drunk, it's not pretty.
Poor
Lisa. I have to come in and be back.
Mary Poppins.
I'm on the show. When were you on the show, Lisa? You were probably on the show like 6 months ago. Then you called in several times, but you were a guest maybe probably 4 to 6 months ago. It's been a minute. And we were like nice, calm, tame. We did a proper interview. And you come back and we're like assholes.
I know. I'm kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
Can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
Can't beat them, join them.
Hey. But every now and then I can come in and be Mary Poppins and clean it up.
Give you a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah. We really don't
even
want
to. I'll give Katrina a little vodka.
But...
I'll give Karen a little gin. I'll give Jeffrey a little yin and yang.
Well, you know what? I prefer something in my spoons. It may not be vodka. A little backstory on that. No, not crack. I tend to ask most of the...
she said crack.
Although crack is nice.
So that just means you're the you sound like a crackhead, Mike. That's
apparently.
All that means.
Nah, crack is whack.
I'd rather sound like one than look like one.
Yeah, crack is whack. But the backstory on that is I typically ask the male guests that call in or male callers that call into the show how many tablespoons they are, if you catch my drift.
She doesn't. Heifer, what does that mean?
Elisa.
Tablespoons?
How many
tablespoons
of what? If you ask a man.
Are you talking about like narcotics? Because this is just ridiculous.
No, not narcotics.
It takes 2 points. There are 2 points on Weight Watchers, if that helps. What's her face?
It's 2 tablespoons on Weight Watchers. So. How many tablespoons is Nate?
Oh, ew.
I told you you didn't get it. I love her.
I don't know. Do you want to be a lot of tablespoons or a little?
That's up to you. Whoa.
That's your own preference. I would say hopefully a little a lot of times, but that's just me.
Here's the question for girls.
So intimidating.
Katrina, how many tablespoons can you fit in your mouth at once?
She can fit like eight.
Eight.
I can.
Everything on me is little, but I can open wide.
And that's
I always try to go. Yeah, I always try to go for sushi on the first date because
ooh.
I like to show off.
Well, you know, they say girls is only 1 point. So you could be turn lesbian and go on a dyke diet, basically.
You could lose a lot of weight that way.
It's true. My lesbian friend Shannon, her and her girlfriend had sex like 10 times a day. It was crazy. You go to the subside she was working at, she'd be in the office, and you hear the filing cabinet rocking. Bitch lost 25 pounds in 2 weeks by having sex.
You know that commercial with the girls dancing and they're sprinkling this stuff on their food? What's that thing called? Oh, forgot the name.
Something with an S.
You mean like the diet food stuff?
Is it like Bulipa or something?
Yeah. It can get more complicated than it is.
We're Scotty too hard.
Yeah, he knows this stuff.
Right, we're Scotty when we need him.
Well, anyway, you sprinkle it, and it makes you lose your appetite, so you could sprinkle that on your tablespoon, and then you might not even want to have it.
I'll be like, honey, hit me with that protein shake. Mama needs to get skinny.
There goes Mike's and I socialize.
You never want you to have tablespoons.
I have spatulas.
Oh, boy. All right.
Spatulas
yeah.
full?
What can you do with a spatula?
Nothing, because I realize there's holes
left
in it.
Left ass. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? I eat
well,
the camel.
You can spank them tablespoons out of them.
Well, you started it. Look what you started, Heifer. Good job. You're supposed to be the wholesome one. Good. Okay,
oh.
Mary Poppins with the spatula with the holes.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I had to unmute myself.
All right, well,
I had to unmute myself. Give me a break.
The folks in the chat room, it's Sensa, I believe, is what you guys
yes.
are looking for.
Yes, yes.
See, I said it with an F.
Yep.
You
oh,
were
kind
of close. You were closer than I was.
All right.
You know the fat girl's going to have some kind of clue. Shit.
Shoot.
Can
right,
I tell
well,
you guys? Can I tell you guys what I'm looking at right now?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Is it on Pinterest?
No, you'll like it. It's relevant. You know how I was saying tranny really loud? Well, my friends here at the pool just shushed me because I look over in the pool and I realize there's some, like, you know that Olympic sport, the water ballet? It's going on right here in the pool. Like, we have some of the Cirque du Soleil performers here in the pool, and one of them...
Oh, they're hot.
One of them's a tranny.
Oh, you messed up, Katrina.
And they're dancing in unison, and they heard me. And then they started singing that song that, what is it, Camille, that song? I just met you, and this is crazy.
I love that
song.
Here's my number, so call me maybe.
Yeah, that one. Well, they started singing and dancing all together, and it was choreographed. And they just did this whole routine in the pool because I said the word tranny.
Well, you need to go sing them the popper song, and they will be your best friend and buy you shots all night.
What's the popper song?
Just a quick sniff of poppers helps the penis slide right in. The
oh.
penis slide right in, and you
oh,
can take
no.
it with a grin.
Come, Karen. Karen.
Yes.
What?
Karen, she's like, regulate. Call your boys down.
I know. I can't even call them down. You don't understand. You
are you kidding?
Join in.
My mother just logged in, and I'm talking about a quick
sniff of
poppers.
He says that in front of his mom. Yeah.
Listen, when you have a lady in the room, aside from my other two ladies, you have to be very, very, very...
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Oh, honey, I am the biggest lady on this motherfucking panel. Let's just get that straight. Okay,
and
my nails are going
to
be longer than yours.
You need to share. You need
to share. We need to stop the presses for one second.
No,
why did my boyfriend just walk in the room, hand me his cell phone, and I'm like trying to read it while you guys are talking to me, and he goes, he basically texts me saying, I'm never listening to your show again.
Tablespoons.
Oh. He's on hold his stomach when you throw it up.
Well, listen.
How was he listening?
Listening.
I didn't see him listening.
Right, I just, when I'm done with
He's
the show
listening.
Today, I need to go to, I need to just repent.
Karen.
Yeah, go get some holy water, girlfriend.
More
Karen.
So for you all, not for me.
Karen, listen, I got
to go to confession.
I never did get the answer to how many tablespoons Mr. Bang 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 is.
Oh. Bang Bang.
Yeah, well, let me say, it's a lot of points. That's all I got to say.
Well,
it's
hey!
A whole lot of points.
Exactly.
And that's all I got to say. Now y'all
Alisa.
Can go right back to putting Alisa
yes,
in the hot
boo-boo seat. Child,
girl,
yes.
Do you like to kiss and tell?
It depends on what I'm kissing and what I'm telling.
Well, because here's the thing. We've asked Katrina, and we know some, well, maybe a little bit, and Karen, but Karen has slept with some famous folks, and she don't like to name names. So, girl,
oh,
you ever slept
no.
with somebody real famous you want to tell us about? And preferably tell us how big they are, because you know I'm nosy as shit.
Oh, Lord. Well, first off, a lady
well,
never kisses and tells, okay? And,
they don't
yeah,
understand
no, no,
that,
no.
Katrina. They don't understand.
No, that
well,
ain't going to happen.
Give me a hint.
let alone the size. Let's just say I only deal with like 10 tablespoons and on.
Oh. Wow.
We've learned so
How's
much
that, about Jeffrey? Is that enough for you?
Holy.
That is not enough. Right.
Put a little sense so you're good to go.
Okay. Wait, now, Karen, I got this. How about we do the square footage of their house because that'll tell us how rich they is.
No.
That a woman never tells. And a woman never kisses and tells. It's only in the gay world that you guys kiss and tell. Y'all be telling all y'all's business. Me, Katrina,
no, that's not true. That's not true.
Will not speak a word. Jeffrey,
I
you
sure
know you have told about every single love affair you've had
uh-uh.
on this show.
That's not, I never slept with a certain district DA. I never did it. I don't kiss and tell.
All right, mm-hmm. I'm getting a note from the chat room to say, hi, Joyce. But they're trying to get me to startle you, Jeffrey. But Jeffrey already knows his mom is in there.
He knows.
You know.
He asked what
are
his mom's in the chat room.
Now, look at Alisa, here's how my mom and I roll. Like, she straight at my wedding shower was like, she called me a putana. And then my great aunt Rose, who's like 80, losing her mind. She can't remember shit. And she always has her tit hanging out. She's like, why you call him a whore? So my mother calls me a whore. My boyfriend walks out of the room. And then the other night, the bitch called me a pussy. I mean, she's just
listen,
my mother. That
Joyce,
was.
Joyce, you got it all wrong. You can't be calling him a putana. Jeffrey is a puto, all right? It's puto, okay?
No, he's definitely the putana. That's mama.
No, Mike is the putana. If anybody
well, yo soy dominicana aquí, okay? So putana
oh.
está bien, okay?
Como te gusta mi tenga.
Well, me gusta what you gusta. Me gusta what tu gusta. Mm-hmm.
Alisa has amazing Spanglish. Ask her what she said to our friend's sons on Mother's Day. She was yelling at this little kid, and she was trying to tell him to shut the door, but instead, what'd you tell him, Alisa? Tell him.
Habla la puerta.
Oh, and the little kid turns around. He's
talk
like, what?
To the door.
I don't know what he said. And she's like,
leave him alone.
She's trying to say shut the door, but instead she said look at the door. Or talk to the door or something. She said talk to the door.
Talk to the door. Instead of talk to the hand.
Yeah.
Talk to the door.
It was an innocent mistake.
Oh, gosh.
Talk
well,
to the
right.
door. Don't close it. Just talk to it.
Just talk
Whatever.
To it. Talk
it was a
fish.
Long day.
But, you know what we need to do some talking about? I think it's time for the top 10 list.
Oh, I've been waiting all
yes.
day for this.
This is the top 10 list with Easy E.
Oh, get it, Jerry.
Why do we sound so sexual?
Well, Easy E's not here, so it's Slick Cat and Alisa tonight, I guess.
It's the Alley Cat version.
Alley Cat version.
Yeah, well, I have all 10. You guys have, like, 5 minutes to come up with two each.
Okay. We're ready.
The top 10 best excuses I have used to get out of a date. Number one, I gave up men for Lent.
Wait,
no.
What?
I gave up men for Lent.
So that's a good one. That's a good one.
I actually used it. It actually works because what are they going to, how are you going to argue with Jesus?
You're not.
Right.
You stole that from me because I said I gave up vagina for Lent like 2 decades ago and never
yeah,
looked
but
back.
I actually did this. I broke up with someone that way and it was brilliant.
Congratulations. That was a good one.
Yeah, I know. Okay, number two. I'm having sexual reassignment surgery in the morning.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number three, I'm not allowed near a school zone.
Oh, fresh.
Oh, the baby.
Number five reason why I cannot go on a date with you is I thought we agreed it was just a one-night stand, and I'm not emotionally prepared for a real date.
Excellent.
In other words, collect your spandex and get the hell out.
Ooh.
Ouch. Ouch.
Okay. Number six, I actually said this, and it got a laugh. I was hoping it would. But number six, top best reason why I cannot go on a date with you. My genital warts flared up in the shape of Abraham Lincoln's head. And I have to stay in to call the press. I got TMZ to report to. I can't be bothered with you.
Katrina. Oh.
Yes.
My mother just trumped you in the chat room. She said her vagina fell out.
Oh,
what'd she say?
She says she got prolapse. Her vagina fell out right there on the floor.
That is hilarious. Good job. Good job, Mama. I like that.
Good job, Mama. Good job.
Excuse number 7, why I cannot go on a date with you. I can't be farther than 100 yards from my house or my security bracelet goes off on my ankle.
Oh. Lindsay Lohan.
You know, you get
that's
a little shocked.
Right there.
It's uncomfortable. It happens to Lohan. It happens to the best of us. Okay, number 8, top best excuse why I can't go on a date with you. I just shit my only good pair of pants.
Damn, hey, when that happens.
Gotta hate that. It's just not cute. Okay, number nine, top best excuse of getting out of a date is my ass is still sore from last night's date.
I've used that one before. I have.
Everybody got to do a rosary immediately.
Okay. The top 10 best excuse to get out of a date is, drum roll, please. Yeah, exactly. I'm being inseminated in the morning, and I can't drink too much tonight.
Oh, that's fresh.
I'm not drunk. They won't let me out. There you have it, kids.
Well,
there's
I thought
10.
Of one that's, well, I don't know. Now I'm trying
you
to think of what to say.
Come on, Lisa, give it a whirl.
Come on,
give it a whirl, Lisa.
Give us a great excuse to get out of a date. Come on, lay it on us.
As like Lucrezia Borges on the show The Borges on Showtime that I like would say, oh, thank you, but I have to decline. What I really like is your brother. Da-da.
Wow.
All right, I got one.
Okay, mine was classy.
I liked that. That's very classy. Mine is not so classy. Mine is, I cannot go on a date with you because my prosthetic penis is in the shop getting fixed.
Your prosthetic donk is out of commission.
This is true.
Karen, you got one?
Ms. Ashley, what's up? I don't have one.
Come on,
go to Jeffrey. Go to Jeffrey, and I'll try to think of something. Go, Jeffrey.
Well, you know, if Elisa was a lady, let me just take her a little bit further and be the asshole. I'm sorry, I can't go on a date with you because after fucking your brother, I'm gonna become a lesbian.
Oops.
Oh.
Ouch. That was fun. That was colorful.
That was funny.
That's hilarious. That's
come
nice
on, Karen.
Time.
Come on, Karen.
I don't really don't have anything.
I can't go out with you. Because
oh,
you're not a tuna helper. I just
wait, say it again. Say it again. I didn't hear it.
I said I can't go out with you because you smell like tuna helper. I just did the sniff test.
Oh. Yes, there it is.
I got a good one.
No, go.
I got a good one. She goes on a date with him.
Go.
I got a good one.
Go.
I can't go out with you because I'm going to be stuck on my island forever and ever. Have that one.
That's terrible.
I don't get it.
Silence. See, all that lovers will get it.
Oh, well, sorry, I didn't have cable.
Well, I'm sorry for you.
James has one on a private island, but he didn't have cable.
James?
Go figure.
James has one?
Yes, he does.
James?
Okay, where are you at, James?
Come
on,
I have one. It's kind of just straightforward and to the point. I can't go out with you because you're fucking ugly.
Oh.
Oh, you said it. I can't go out with you because you're fucking ugly.
I mean, sorry. It's my way of getting to the point, just being like, dude, sorry. No.
Right.
Because you ugly. You ugly.
You know what? I think this might be a good way to segue into some callers with some relationship topics. Let's see here. We've got some.
Habla la puerta. Habla la
puerta. Don't talk to the door.
To
come
the
on
cop
in, guys.
Oh, God. All right. I've got Sam who wants to ask about a dysfunctional relationship. Sam, you're on the air.
Hi.
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 So, I'm a nice guy, basically, and I am very funny. I've been doing stand-up comedy since I was 16. And
okay.
Here's
how old are you now?
What?
How old are you now?
I'm 23.
All right.
Well, give us a little. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but give us a little bit, of a routine.
Actually, I'd like to present a tidbit for all your listeners out there.
Okay.
Get it.
All right. You ready for this?
Do it.
Yes.
Here's something that you won't find in a brochure for, like, a guidebook in Israel. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I got nothing.
All right. Penis is the last name there.
What?
Penis is the last name in Israel. They even have a movie critic there by the name of Guy Penis.
Okay, so Sam, now, have you been successful at stand-up? Like, I mean, how is it going for you? I'm just kind of curious.
I'm kind of insulted because my grandfather's name was named Guy. Now I will never look at the name Guy again. The same.
Hey.
Because you put
hey
it in front of the word penis.
Hey,
how do you think you're going to hear, bitch?
I just got out of a really nasty relationship, and I just felt like calling because, you know, some of my friends told me about it, and I hear it's a pretty cool show. And
aww.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's
and,
nice.
Your support.
They lied.
Yeah, I got bit slapped.
But did you get Power Ranger pimp slapped is the question.
Yeah.
Oh,
geez. No. Go to Power Ranger. I was a Power Rangers fan as a kid, but I digress.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And
she was the yellow one.
I know. I remember watching you growing up, and I always wanted to talk with
play
you.
With
and,
her.
You know, because I have, you know, I just got out of a relationship with a girl in a year and a half, and it's like, where the fuck have I been?
Well,
yeah,
did you tell her that
joke really
you just told us? Because that could have been the problem.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, but I digress. And I thought it was cool. You know, she was cool because a friend of mine set us up, and she's kind of like an older sister to me. But, you know, at the end, you know, she's just as nasty as any of the women I've ever dated.
Do you miss her?
Not one bit. I mean, she, you know, some of my friends have been, you know, there's a lot of crap I've received on the end, and...
Yeah.
But hey.
Well, okay, so wait. I'm confused. So what's your question? Like, if you don't miss her and you don't care, like, what's going on? Are you trying to move on? Like, what's happening?
Yeah,
you stared at a photo on Pinterest?
She didn't leave you with an STD, did she? Because you said she left you with a lot of crap, and that's horrible.
Oh.
She insisted that... You know, I'm Jewish, so she insisted that Edward Scissorhands reattach my foreskin.
Ooh. That's right. Oh, my dick hurts now.
Wait, what happened? I'm confused. Katrina, how are you confused? The poor man got asked to put back on his foreskin.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Your penis to look like an anteater and shit? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
It kind of reminds me of Taco Bell's fourth meal. Like,
so I actually had
a
dog
extra
that could, you know, he would, let's just say he makes, you know, Karen, I think Jason David Frank would even be intimidated by this dog I had.
And, I doubt it. He's not afraid of much. I tried.
Hey, okay, how did we go from your girlfriend to your dog? Or your ex-girlfriend to dog?
My ex-girlfriend, you know, she You know, she was so selfish. I had to watch three. You know, I had put myself through the Twilight movies, and you know, all I get returned is a peck on the cheek and a promise to watch anime.
Well, honey, maybe you should just get you a pocket pussy and call it a day.
I'm not ready to get laid yet.
Wait, hold
please
on.
Don't tell me you're a virgin.
Really, let's break this down.
Are you
down.
A virgin?
Oh, my God.
You really want to go
you
there?
You can tell us. You can tell us. We're
it's
we
okay. You're
really
only telling us
yes,
and, like, you know, 10,000 other people, but it's okay.
Okay. Yes, I am a virgin, but I'm very politically active.
What?
Wait.
You're very
what?
Politically
yes,
active.
Yes, I may be a virgin,
like,
but I don't care if people hear this.
So you only do hand jobs and fingering?
Jeffrey.
Michael, stop saying my name.
I'm sorry.
I commend you for being a virgin, and I commend you for being proud of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Sam, did you have a specific question about dysfunctional relationships for us?
Yeah. Is it possible
Hi,
for
it's Elisa.
A woman
I just
to take advantage
say...
of a man? Yeah, because
what,
that's
rabbit?
How I felt like at the end of my relationship, my most current relationship.
This is Elisa. How are you, sweetie? You're doing good. You're doing so good. We're so proud of you.
Thank you. Because it's only been a week, and I find that she's harassing. Karen, do you know who Allison Cici is?
Yes, I know Allison.
Allison and I are very close.
But not
okay.
So is this you,
right?
You fucker?
I live all the way in Washington, so I can't kiss and tell. Washington State, that is. And I feel like, you know, I got to get back to what made me happy before my breakup. So... You know, too bad, so sad. Good luck,
I say you,
Bart.
You put on your dancing shoes and you go out and boogie.
Yep, and I am going to rip my ex through my amateur movies on YouTube and see
mm-hmm.
you. You know, and
wait, is this really?
I'm, you know,
maybe this
I am
is
a very funny person, and you know.
Are
you, know,
you anonymous? You kind of sound like him.
Who?
You, Honey Boo Boo Chow.
Are you anonymous?
Are you anonymous?
I'm an anonymous caller, but...
Tell us
I think
who
it's
you are.
Toku. I think he's fucking with us. I think we just got punked, bitches.
I'm enjoying it. It's been entertaining.
Hey,
Yes.
But, yeah, it's great to be on the show and get my voice out there.
No,
well,
and listen,
we're so happy
we are
you
so
called
proud of
in.
You. Yes.
We're so happy you called in. And
you made our
you,
day.
Exactly. And you do you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You do you,
yes.
And we'll do us.
We like
okay,
it.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You're welcome,
baby. You and my
and
you're
our number
that's
one virgin,
we'll
okay?
As a parting gift, I know you're still a virgin, but I'm
and,
sure.
And, Karen,
oh,
you know,
yes.
If, I'll be there, you know, if I don't have a lot of money these days with the economy being what it is, but...
Are you kidding?
Oh, Lord. All right, well, baby, do us a favor. Go, go masturbate a little bit and give us a call on Monday and let us know how many tablespoons you are, okay?
Wow.
I'll be back next Friday, then.
Can you do
all
that?
Right, bye,
okay.
Baby.
Oh, my God. I don't... Listen, honestly, I think I said too much already. I just... I don't even...
Yeah.
I never cried so hard in my life.
Girl, you talk about he gonna do him and we gonna do us because we damn sure ain't doing him.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm like,
oh,
do you.
Habla la puerta. Habla la puerta.
Madison, ¿cómo te gusta?
Hello?
Madison,
yo quiero force me a cocktail.
What?
And let me just tell you right now, Karen, I am forever calling a man's penis that has foreskin the fourth meal.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Oh,
I'm going to call it my fourth meal. So you can be happy to know that there's a fat bitch running around Syracuse going, honey, I'll have fourth meal, thank you.
I love
it. I thought it was Katrina who said that.
How are you, Madison?
I am doing Fagtacular. Tomorrow's Gay Pride. I'm going to get me a lot of fourth meal. I will be eating my way through Syracuse.
I love it. You need to be the bitch on the move, and you need to tape all that and do some segments for us.
Oh, honey, if I do segments, we're going to have to put them on XTube. What are you talking about? There's not going to be any script.
That's true.
It'll certainly be unscripted, I'll tell you that, but there'll be a sock in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I can't go on a date with you because I was too busy, eating my fourth meal with your father. Oh, sorry.
Madison, you're the best.
I'm sorry. I was just dying here. Like, seriously, I'll admit, I've been doing comedy since I was 16.
You're so good.
Oh, thank you.
That's why
you.
He's a virgin. It's because of his comedy. What the fuck was that joke about?
It's because
he's a virgin, you little bastard.
You're
no
virgin.
You're a virgin. Okay,
you know what?
I am orally inclined. That's all I am.
Whoa, this is a lot. This is an intense conversation.
I know.
I know.
I mean, it's like Elisa came on and she just got hit with a ton of bricks. I'm crazy.
Well,
I
had a radio show on Playboy, which was on Sirius Radio, so I can handle my own. Let me tell you, I can handle my own stuff. It's just been a while. I was in my garden, and now I'm coming out of my garden into the urban concrete.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come over to the other side.
Honey, it's like a
midsummer. I'm coming over.
Night.
Let me just ease. Let me tiptoe through the daisies and the tulips.
Are you
right.
calling me a bunch of pansies here?
No, honey, I like lilies and tulips and roses.
Oh, okay.
Not to interrupt you guys. I have to get going. I have like a hot night for myself. I got to get to.
Ooh.
With
Where
eight
you go,
tables.
Girl? You go with your hot night, and we love having you.
I'm going to go cook some Angus steak and some rice pilaf and have some wine and have some good
company
with me.
You're going to have your fourth meal, right?
What happened?
Your fourth meal.
It's your fourth meal.
I got it.
That's what you all say.
That is what we say.
I'm going to go take my spoonful of sugar and help my medicine go down
in
the most delightful way.
Well,
guys,
I have to
miss
you.
And I have to miss you. Yes.
And the next time
I
come on the show.
Karen, I love you.
Yeah.
To my ladies and my fellas and my, I don't know. I now know not to ever use the word tranny again.
This was an educational experience.
It was.
You've been taught. And next time
you know, I did not know,
homework.
But now I know. So now I'm good. But I love you guys.
Hey, but
yes,
your homework, Karen. Next time you come, we need to know how many teaspoons. Bye.
Okay, you guys, follow me on Twitter at Elisa Reyes, A-L-I-S-A-R-E-Y-E-S. Mucho besitos. Bye.
Elisa Reyes, everybody.
She had enough. Bitch had to go. She couldn't compete with us no more.
Oh, God, yeah. Maybe we should have toned it down. Yeah, a little
Never.
Bit. Never.
She's friends with Kat. She'll get loosen up. She'll be fine.
Jeffrey, will we see you tomorrow?
Honey, you know I don't do those kind of things no more.
Oh, come on. You're about ready to get hitched. You got to have a little bit of fun before you get, you know. Oh, wait, you are the ball and chain. Never mind.
Ooh.
There ain't no gay pride.
Exactly.
For me.
Don't forget who you're talking to.
Yeah,
no gay pride.
Gay pride. Come on. You gotta
got
to go with
wedding
it.
Stuff
Bring
I got to deal
down.
With. I got no time. Wedding stuff that's got to be dealt with.
Well, you can, hey, I'm sure there'll be wedding planners there, gay wedding planners. There you go.
Mm-hmm. They're the best.
No.
And second of all, you need to buy a new dress for when you appear at the You've Got Strength benefit at Whoopi Cushion.
Okay, well, the only way that's going to happen is if Miss Karen Ashley comes and she does a number with me. And since she is readily unavailable.
Oh, Lord.
I'll do a number on stage. You know, I ain't never been afraid of no stage. I'll get up there and I will.
Can we get
I'm
Katrina?
Amazing.
We have to get Katrina, too, and we can do your group crush. We'll do the number.
Yes.
Everybody gets
it. That sounds great. That's actually a great song for, like, Gay Pride Weekend. Like, that would be a great song. It's very happy and has, like, a disco beat.
That's the one thing I never understood why they put gay and homosexuals together, because we are the most miserable motherfuckers there are known to man. We are the farthest from gay by its definition. We're all sexually deprived. We're not funny.
You guys are having the most sex, so how are you sexually deprived?
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's
gays
so
have
true.
The most sex. They have some more sex than a straight person any day of the week.
Well, that's so true, right, Mike?
It is. We have a lot of sex, I got to say.
Well, with Donkey, you can go for miles, right?
Yes, I can.
Keep giggling there. I'll stalk you on A for A.
Oh, boy. I love my stalkers. Each and every one of them.
Even if I do have that picture posted above my bed.
Oh, Lord. TMI, Madison.
It had to replace Cindy Crawford. You know, when I was growing up, it was Cindy Crawford. That's because I thought she was a transsexual.
That's funny.
Poor
it's
Cindy.
True. My father was so proud of me. Little did he know that I thought she was a chick with a dick.
Oh, boy.
I really hope Cindy Crawford isn't listening.
I hope she's not either. Otherwise, we may be getting a very strongly worded cease and desist letter.
She's actually, I've seen her in person, and she is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Like, she's flawlessly gorgeous. Like,
of course you would say that you've seen her, because you have all the gossip on everyone, just like Jeffrey says.
No, but, you know, it's weird, because I was at, a jewelry store, and I'm just in there, browsing or whatever, and I was in Malibu, and she walked in with her whole family, and I was like, oh, my, and then the kids are just as cute. Like, they're, models, and they're, 10, gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous family. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, people can be that beautiful.
Yeah.
That's only because Mama's got her on the model diet. Okay, kids, have your ice cube for your lunch, and here's a cracker for dessert.
That's so messed up.
I mean, don't worry. She makes smiley face ice cubes, but, I mean, even still, it's the model diet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, Madison, I hate to cut it short. I've got a couple other folks chilling on the
line.
That's
absolutely fine. You guys are doing fabulous. And Karen, I'm going to go enjoy my fourth meal. I'm going to go enjoy my fourth meal, and I'm tagging a picture of it on Facebook.
Thank you. I can't wait.
But Madison, how can the folks look you up if they'd like to? How can they find you? How can they stalk you?
Find me on Facebook, Madison M. Divine, that's D-E-V-I-N-E, or follow me on Twitter, because you never know what the hell I'm going to say or do, or men. Sorry.
Yep. Madison Divine, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Beth.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's see. Who else is, what else you got? Cerebral La Puerta. Or whatever. Brianne, how are you, honey? I know you've been hanging there for a few minutes.
A few minutes?
Brianna.
My gosh, it's been an hour since I've called.
Oh, man. Well, thank God you're here now. What's up?
But anyway, I wanted to call in and say hi since tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Let me
I have to call in today.
Let me see if I can put James on the spot here for a minute. James, can we get a song, please? James?
Sure.
He's the official Unscripted Radio singer. This is James. We like to call him Hanky Panky Lips. Hit it, baby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brianne. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Happy birthday.
And I must say that I saw Katrina's picture with Donnie, and I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Thank you.
Because... When did you actually get to see him?
It was this morning. I was live on, it was ABC here, Channel 13. It was the morning blend, and I was on there with Donnie. He was the guest co-host, and he interviewed me, which was funny. It was cool. He was good.
Well, I actually went and saw the show last night, since they don't do meet and greets on Saturdays. So I went last night, and I had so much fun. I posted up my pictures. It's like, oh.
Did you think he was sexy? Because I thought he was kind of sexy.
Hello, Donnie has not changed all that much. But there's no gray hairs on his head.
And his face is smoother than my butt. It's ridiculous.
I like that. Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty smooth, I'm just saying. Like, it's way better than me, but
obviously. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that last night was, like, the best pre-birthday concert ever, because when I went to the meet and greet, I told Donnie and Marie both my story that I am a Children's Miracle Network child, and Marie actually signed on my picture to Brianna, our CMN kid, and then she put happy 28th birthday on my picture.
Well, that's so awesome, girl. You are always all over it.
Quite the birth season going on for you. I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Yay. And now the only thing that I have to cross my fingers for is to be able to get a meet and greet with Justin Bieber in September, since one of the other Bieber's, who is actually a mom, had actually bought me tickets to his concert, and I had no idea. So, of course, I'm at the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon when I find this out, and I wanted to just bust out in tears. Happy, happy tears. So, Mike, it's just been a
little fever, huh?
I think that's statutory
in this state. I think that is still statutory. I'm not sure if he's of age yet. Anybody know?
He's 18. Yeah, he's officially 18.
He's 18.
He can get up on that.
She
can get up on that.
Go ahead. Get it, girl.
He's 18. He's legal and he's cute and he's sweet. Woo!
Get up on it, girl. And then come tell us all about it.
Yeah. Go tweet him.
Yeah, you gotta go get that and report right back to us, your family and Unscripted, because we want to know.
Absolutely.
Right. We'll keep all the dirty secrets.
But we'll just have to wait and see if I actually get hooked up with the meet greet, and if I do, then you will be seeing my picture with Bieber on Twitter, on Facebook. You will be seeing it all over.
All right, girl.
Absolutely.
We can't wait. Have a happy birthday, sweetie, and have a good weekend. We hope you have a great
one.
Thank
you, and see you guys in August.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. Good night. Good lord.
I hate that sound.
The doorbell. Well, you know what? It's actually, it's Toku, and he wanted to, I guess, check Mr. Jeff on something, but Mr. Jeff seems to have deserted us. So, Toku, you actually get to say your piece and not get a rebuttal. Figure that one out.
That's good, because here's the thing. If I was able to go from Iowa to Washington in less than 10 minutes, don't you think I'd have already went from Iowa to Pennsylvania in less than 10 minutes?
I don't know. You mean you can't teleport?
No.
You can't morph?
Can you?
You can't morph?
I can't teleport.
Well, I know you can,
but
teleportation
is
a little bit more energy intensive.
Yeah.
Oh.
But my point being is Jeff called Sam. Jeff called Sam me. Like, I was trying to fuck with his mind.
Yeah, he was like, is this Toku? Like, he really thought that you were trying to pull the
wool
over.
Yeah, I heard that, and I'm like, what? First off, I'm in 319. That's eastern Iowa. That's not anywhere near Washington State, last I checked.
Well,
now,
Jeff
granted,
has never been good at geography, so, I mean, you know.
But then again, there is a Washington City about
120 miles below me, south, so, yeah. But that doesn't matter. I'm not from Washington State, so him calling Sam me, Sam is a new person. What happened was his ex-girlfriend decided to start posting on Allison's pictures that Sam had dictated her to be the big bad person, right? When
gotcha.
Allison,
why? I don't understand.
The pink, like her, his pink ranger. But
is that your pink ranger, right?
Allison is mine.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Claim it.
But you see what I'm saying? She had all those pictures
of the pink
ranger.
So Sam was trying to get a
golden
woman, basically.
Sam wasn't. His ex was.
Oh.
Makes me wonder about her.
Well, you know.
But you get where I'm going with that, right?
Uh-huh. I'm trying to say, I got it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Sam was trying to get your guys' advice exactly what to do with her, because quite honestly, she went from what I understand of the situation, and I have talked to Sam for quite a bit over the time. You know, she started out as a really great girlfriend, and then she progressed into a more controlling, more...
Well, you know, here's the thing. I've always said they all start out like great girlfriends, and then you know what? You just realize that you just need to switch to men. I mean, come on.
Not Mac. Drink you out of Linux. House and home and spend your fortune, and then you realize once it's too late.
Look, I mean, only a man, only another man can understand what a man wants.
Hey,
I don't agree with
Linux.
That.
Linux. Said Mac. Mac is sucky. Linux is the way to go. It's free.
Listen, I use OpenOffice. All right, I use OpenOffice. Leave me alone.
At least you got one part of it right. Now you can go to Linux and get the last part. Because honestly, Linux is good.
Well, you can run it
on your Mac.
We'll have to have a tech segment. We'll invite you to take care of that for us, because I do not understand what you just said.
But I just wanted to clear the air that I wasn't the one calling from Washington State. That was the dude named Sam, and I'm probably going to be adding him into Unscripted's group if he gives me permission.
The more the merrier.
We like that.
Yep. So I just wanted to clear that air up.
Awesome. We will make sure that Jeffrey knows that, and he better not ever, ever, ever make that mistake again.
We will tell him.
I'm 319 all day. Anytime
although,
you see a 319
no,
number, you
can
call.
All day, every day.
Copy.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Awesome, Toku. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. All right.
I like how Toku didn't say every day. He said every day.
Every day.
He didn't get that it was every day.
Right. Every day.
I got it. I feel you, Karen. I got you.
I know. You're my girl, man. I'm telling you, I can say a joke that I would think, you know, only like my homies would know, and Katrina always gets it. She always gets it. She is like my sister from another mother.
That's right.
She's my sister. We're soul sisters, I'm telling you. I love
separated
that
at the womb. Separated at the womb.
I'm telling you. She's just down. But, you know, she's just down. Like, she just knows all the slang. She knows all the inside jokes, and she always gets it. It makes me happy inside.
Aww.
You know, I try to make people happy inside. That's why I reach for their wallet. Feel my hand in your pocket. You might think I'm trying to make you happy, but wait.
Yeah,
happy inside.
Be a little alert out there, all you men who want to date Katrina, that when she's really grabbing your ass, it's not because she's trying to feel if there's anything there. She's reaching for your Amex card, all right?
Hey. That's right.
Girl got to do what a girl got to do.
You know?
You can't hang out for free. Like, duh.
Hello.
Her company is valuable. Like, think about it. You hang out with Katrina, you're going to have the time of your life. You're going to probably have a midget come through, a little person, I mean. You're going to have some trannies, I mean, transsexuals.
There's going to be some sound effects. It'll be great.
Yeah. It's going to be on and pop. You're going to have stories that no one will ever believe unless you've got the picture to prove it.
And probably video footage.
Yeah. I'm just saying. So you got to pay to play. That's all I'm saying.
Precisely.
You would pay to go to
that's
Disneyland?
That's going to be my new shirt. I'm going to get a shirt that says that.
You got to pay to
and
play.
And with an arrow down.
Right. or have one going up. Just depends on what kind of guy there. Maybe the arrow should spin. The arrow should spin, and it lands on wherever you need it to be.
I like that. I like that. I like it. We're on to something.
Right.
I need some shirts that say Strangerwood, and you got to pay to play.
Right. And then the shorts will say Stranger Moisture.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, man. I love it. We're at the end of the show almost. This has been a great hour.
Well, yeah.
Time flies.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. Hour and a half, right? I know. I felt so bad. I told Elisa before she came on, I warned her. I said, the sweet, wholesome, innocent show you listened to back in the day is all up in the gutter, girlfriend, so be ready. I think she was still not ready.
She wasn't okay. Ready. She had not known. But she can hang. She can hang.
She can hang. We need
to. She takes a minute. She takes a minute to get in there. But man, you give her a drink or two, she'll start popping off the fuck me face, and then it's a whole other ball game. It's Elisa 2.0. So just wait. Just wait. When she comes to Vegas, or next time I'm in LA, I'll feed her one or two cocktails, and then we'll stick her on the air, and you'll see.
Exactly.
You're gonna do a. You're gonna pull a bitch on the move with Elisa Reyes. That's what you're gonna do.
I sure am. That's what I do. I like to set her up. We'll go have some drinks somewhere, and then I'll just point the face at someone, and that person is the elected lucky victim.
No, you know, Kat, you know what we're going to have to do at Jeff's wedding? We will do Bitch on the Move with Jeff's family. We'll have to tape it for our YouTube channel.
Oh, hell yeah, especially Uncle Jerry. I got big plans for him. And Grandma,
I want you to get the
senile grandma
the
with
crazy.
The loose booby that sticks out.
Right,
that's the aunt. Oh, the aunt. I thought
that's
it was
the one
a grandma.
I want.
Yeah, the aunt. Yeah. The aunt with the loose boob that pops out. Yeah, I definitely am interviewing her, especially because she's nutty.
Right.
Oh, God.
We need video footage of that.
Yeah, well, it'll be a special bitch on the move fag wedding style or something like that. We'll
it's going to be amazing.
It'll be good. But, yeah, so that's, wow. God, I can't believe it. Hour and a half just flies on this show. It's amazing what you do when you don't have anything planned and it's all just a rolling train. If you can't handle it, then it just goes.
It's just a mosh-posh of things. I feel vindicated and justified that we finally got to the top 10 this week after neglecting it.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to keep that segment resurrected. I don't particularly know what's going to go on next Friday because we haven't thought that far ahead yet, but we'll...
But it'll be good.
We'll keep
it'll
you posted.
Great.
I may have to retire top 10 from Ethan and pass it along to Katrina. Ethan is he's still with us, but he's interning at a TV station, so we wish him well. You know, knocking boots with the big time. Absolutely.
Mhm.
Gotta do it up.
Where did Jeffrey go? He left us. He left us.
He sort of abandoned us at like 10 after.
He was dress shopping tonight with his mama.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
and I think he bailed on her.
Yeah.
That's right.
His mama gonna go down that aisle naked.
Yeah, she's gonna match the aisle with the popped out titty.
Oh.
It's gonna be perfect. It's gonna be a naked gay wedding, but nothing for the gays to look at. It's just gonna be the naked old ladies.
Oh, that's gonna be hilarious.
Sorry, Mama Emma, if you're listening.
Oh, that's fresh. I don't like that.
He's like, I don't like that.
It's gonna be some naked Emmett ladies and a wizard walking around trying to get people to say hocus pocus to his wand.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna get your wizard friend wasted and then see what he has to say.
Oh boy. And on that note, talking about guilty pleasures, this is Unscripted Radio.
You see, I just bring up dirty laundry. My face shuts down.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
I get in trouble when stuff comes out on air I'm not supposed to talk about.
Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Good night. Thank you, James. Yeah. Thank you, Alisa Reyes. Follow us on Twitter. Listen to us on the Stitcher app for your iPhone, iPad, and Android. Have a good night.
Ah.
Peace out. Don't get sunburned. Peace.